Mara.
From Mara, beautiful.
Test.
Good evening.
What does that mean? Do you know, Barbara?
I don't think it means anything. It's an Ethiopian name, mm-hmm. and they wanted to give her an Ethiopian name that was also kind of American.
What's the name?
Amara, A-M-A-R-A.
My fiance goes to First Methodist in Springfield. There's a woman there from Ethiopia whose daughter's name is Amara.
That's very beautiful.
Yes, it's a
Now, in Italian, I think it means bitter. Amara or something like that. Somebody told me that.
Well, I don't know.
Somebody was like, well, why did they name her bitter? And I said, well, they didn't.
No, I don't think that is.
Her given name in Ethiopia, she was adopted when she was 6 months old, was Tihun, T-I-H-U-N. And they said, let's get something more.
Yeah.
You know, American sounding. Your fiancé lives in Springfield?
Yes.
That's quite a trip.
An hour and 10 minutes.
Well, I know I've done it, but
if you speed, I think.
Now it's outrageous.
I mean,
mine.
Oh, you are too. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to spring for tomorrow. Do I need to? I mean, while you're on the radar,
don't doubt that. Thanks.
Probably won't be the same, though, Dad.
So does that mean I'm not going to see you anymore in my pre-trials?
No, it doesn't. I have lots of people to pay attention to.
The Kendrick case has drawn some...
I know. I have the snitches. And I'm waiting for continuity of dispositions here.
Which is why it cost me substantial money to appoint Zolf to represent him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and his detective.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
I'm curious how much he's going to bill the county for. Called Rosenbaum, asked to talk to his client. Rosenbaum said,
no.
No, yeah.
No, he's
15 minutes or whatever.
He does the billable hours. And yeah. I don't know that I've seen that in there. But it's $100 an hour, as you know. You know, just...
And how long ago was he appointed? Maybe 6 months?
From the very beginning.
Oh, from the beginning.
I thought this guy
went through several different lawyers. Maybe I'm thinking of a different case. But
no, he did. He did. But at that point, he gives me an indigency petition. I mean, I have to appoint. Couldn't appoint you. Walter was conflicted. What a disaster.
I know, because Judge Kennedy came down to our office to haunt us for a while. And he said... I said, why are you here? Aren't you in arraignment court? He goes, Judge DeFantis kicked me out. He must be free. Within, you know, we bantered about you a little bit. And then he left. But you were free because the Kendrick case went away, I suppose.
So. Well, the other cases fell through. I didn't have anything to do in the afternoon. So yeah. Shemanya and I did arraignment court Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah. How is everyone? Good.
Very good.
Good. I'm going to wait a few more minutes. I'm sure Jennifer's on her way. And just a few more minutes, though, because I am running this meeting today, so I want to get us out of here as early as possible.
While we're waiting, I made some DVD copies. I thought I'd make them so they'd play in a DVD player, but I tried it in my DVD player and it didn't work. They play fine on a computer. The DuPage County video. I don't know if we talked about it. I might have sent a link, but I can send the link again. You can also just download and watch it on your computer, but I thought for people that had slow connections, this might be easier. So I made three copies if anybody wants.
I'll take one. We can actually, if you want, you can look at it. What is it about?
It's their jury video that was professionally produced because they had tons of money, I guess.
That's DuPage County.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Yeah, so they have money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's for ideas.
How long does it run?
I think it's about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Hi, Jenny.
There's Jennifer, so we won't be able to see it today. But maybe what we'll do is put it on the agenda for them.
Okay.
Doesn't it smell like a chemical or something?
Kind of
earth
smell.
Yeah. We were having problems a month ago over here, but...
Like the odor that the power company uses so that...
Well, the gas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I don't smell.
Yeah.
I'm not smelling anything.
Is Pius not going to be here?
Well,
he's here.
Oh, good.
Running around copying stuff.
Good.
Oh,
he's going to make us some coffee.
Jenny, now that you're here,
yeah.
You might...
Roger's not coming?
Let me know.
No, Roger's not going to
make it. From anybody that was not coming.
I got such good stuff last time. All that good stuff.
Tricia, you must not be getting email regularly.
No, because everybody's still sending it to the wrong place.
Well, I guess you need to maybe phone people individually and tell them to change their addresses.
Well, if you can send me one with everybody's address on it, I'll do a reply all from my Gmail account.
I'll do that.
And everybody
I'll do that.
Because I had to get on air again today.
Right. Trish, I sent you an email just today that had the minutes in it.
I got that.
So you can use that. Has everyone's address.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Everybody can stop complaining. Wow, this is just weapons one.
I'm so over Richard.
Oh, man.
My son put on Facebook, we got an inch of snow.
But you're not
complaining. Oh, you want me to feel sorry for you?
What?
I'm sitting here
you're
with
not.
I'm looking at a temperature that says
you're not.
Degrees.
Everybody else is grousing
my furnace
around.
Is out. I'm locked up in one room with a little furnace.
Oh, man.
And you want me to? I said, poor baby, but you're getting no sympathy here. We got snow.
No, you're so not grumpy that you're going to go be on the radio with Aaron tomorrow.
Do you hear that? I'm not grumpy.
He gets to have a system during the day.
What the record
oh,
reflects
oh, oh,
my
I, see,
I am not grumpy.
So when it gets to be after 5 on
the recorder's
Friday.
The not on, is it?
Okay. All right, Jen. So you said you heard from Joan?
Yeah, Joan said she could not make it, but she's the only person who...
Didn't I just hear Roger was...
Yeah, Roger was not going to be able to make it.
All right, so we look like...
Are you sharing the meeting, Trish?
Yes, I am. Did
Does
you?
That mean that Mr. Aaron's not coming?
I mean, he had an emergency.
Oh, no.
His daughter had to go back into the hospital.
Oh, no.
You know, she just had a baby, so...
They just had a new baby?
They do.
He's a grandpa.
He's a grandpa.
Oh, I thought maybe he was... Yeah, I thought maybe he had another child. But he had a... Wow.
Yeah, I saw that email. And I said, Grandpa.
I know. That's just things bizarre.
He said it's for his birthday, right? Right before the baby, right after the baby.
Wow. Yeah.
We were at Sea Cafe, and you know, Aaron was hosting, and he broke right into the middle of it. Said, "I'm just the new grandpa. She just had a. He just said, my daughter just had a baby. So Carol was at the hospital.
Wow.
When they made the announcement, so he's he's real excited.
What a busy man. Wow.
I sense a new book of poetry coming up
in
6 months to a year.
Well, in a couple weeks
ago,
over at the Douglas Branch Library, we run Roger and I were there, and we ran across Aaron. What are you doing? Well, he's going to referee some basketball games. So it's free time. He runs basketball.
Wow. It's going to be gardening time before lunch. And
he still works from 5 to 2.
And then he's on the campus working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I
was saying,
you
know, I think that's the reason we meet at this odd time is because of his work. Although he doesn't work on Friday, and so he could meet earlier on Friday if we wanted to do that. I mean, we can't talk about without him here.
Yeah.
People would rather
it would
meet
be
at 4:30
because I am not a big fan of late Friday.
You know what I remember when we were first meeting and we argued about what time to meet is that we picked 5:30 because Matt Gladney couldn't get here before then. Aaron could, and Matt is
gone.
So if you want a little bit even to 5, I think that would be helpful.
From the courthouse, is it a problem to be here earlier?
No. 4:35.
4:30 is...
4:30 would be a lot better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 4:30 would be fine.
We can get out of here. So maybe we should
put that on the agenda for a possible...
Yeah.
You know, if Aaron could do 4:30, then... We'd be done by 6.
Can I open later?
Sure.
And we can put on the agenda as well. This we can the DuPage jury.
Yeah, like jury orientation.
Okay.
Gosh, Bill, I was going to send you an email. I'm sorry.
And what do we want to do with it, Bill?
Oh, I just brought an example.
I mean, is it for education? Like we might do education?
No, I think it's just for us to know.
Okay.
You might It probably has all kinds of copyrights because it was done by a company, so I doubt if we could use much of it.
Okay.
Yeah, those professionals.
When our secretary is
Oh, I'm sorry, you're waiting for me. I'm just looking for my magnifying glasses. Come on now, Jenny. You can't get far without them. Come on. Come on. Oh.
Your glasses that go on your eyes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, here they are. And you'll notice I have to put stripes around them so I can find them. Electrician tape. Okay.
I'm sorry. You have to laugh at these things, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, I do.
Well, we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order, and it's about 42, I guess. We'll call it that. And I'm going to ask Jennifer if you would call the roll.
I'm going to call the roll.
Thank you.
It's on.
Okay, Avery.
Present.
Brown.
Here.
Court. Not here. DeFonis.
Here.
Stolenar.
Here.
Holland. Not here. Kessel.
Here.
Miller. Not here. Putman. Here. Rosenbaum.
Here.
Thompson. Not here yet. Turner. Not here. Weibel.
Here.
Okay, that was in alphabetical order. Yes. A through W.
Okay. Thank you. So can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Pius and second by Suchet. Is the agenda okay with everyone? Then all in favor to approve the agenda as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, so that's good. Did everyone get a copy of the minutes that Jenny sent out? Pius, I think, put from
there. On the back of the agenda.
Oh, okay. I did get a chance to read them. Does anybody need some time to look them over? Looks like.
No, I've already read.
Okay, so can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on the minute?
Yes, Madam Chair, I have one question. Under the paragraph on the PSA on community and commercial radio stations, about the middle of it, I refer to Mr. J.W. Pirtle as radio station owner, J.W. Pirtle. Is there a more appropriate way to reference this gentleman?
I believe it's correct, so I mean...
Yeah,
okay,
I think,
okay.
The V and the Z is gone.
Yeah, they both deceased.
The V is gone, the thing left.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he's certainly still a part of it, not the whole thing.
He's still in my house. Okay. So I think you're fine, Jim.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion on the minutes? Seeing none, then all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I heard Steve Beckett this morning on WDWS talking about mock jury trial thing. And also Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln stuff, but advertising, trying to get people to, you know, come to the mock jury. So.
Oh, good. So, you know what? I have those kids now. I'm very much back into the loop with my peer jurors at Central because I went and sat in with them. We were supposed to have a case on Tuesday, but the president forgot to tell the kids that they had to come to court that morning. So we were just there, and I got a chance to meet all of the young people that are involved as the jurors, and we are going to take them on a trip to see another young, like a peer court in session. But I would love to be able to have them come to some of these mock juries. Now, where are they being?
They're at the law school.
At the law school.
Well, we have some.
And they go from 8:30 to 1.
We have some at the courthouse too.
Yeah, they do. But the one he was talking about was 8:30 to 1. And I think it's early March.
Okay. Well, I can get in touch with Steve. Now, we're the ones at the courthouse because we want to take the kids on a trip. So Steve.
I'm not sure when they're scheduled. They use our courtrooms. Okay. And
you have to talk to Steve Beckett.
I'll just
maybe
get
Roger would know.
Okay. Well, we'll just get in touch with Steve. So thank you for that announcement. Is there any other announcement or communication? Okay, then we're moving on. I guess we want to mention that Aaron and Jeff Stefanis will be at the radio station WBCP in the morning on Straight Talk Live, and I believe that comes, well, it says at 11 o'clock to noon, so you guys want to be sure to tune in. Unfortunately, I'm going to be on the road to Springfield, but I'm going to see if Aaron will ask what they
the,
report.
Dial
1580
AM.
So
it's 11:30 to 12.
11 to 12.
11 to 12. You got the whole hour. So do you? What are you guys just going to talk about? What we're doing right now on this?
I think we'll probably do the same thing we did with WDWS. Yes. Explain what it is that we're doing and why, and then usually when we got a lot of questions at DWS. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are, you know, have questions about the jury service, and a lot of people don't know
right.
accurate information yeah. about it.
Good.
This is call-in, too.
Right,
right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jennifer, did you ask?
Yes, I had more questions about the call-in show tomorrow. Is this the first of the more that are to come? The at the last meeting, Aaron had told us that Mr. Pirtle was interested in this being a permanent
yes.
fixture, but it was a permanent, I think when the way Aaron brought it up last.
Was it like once a month?
Well, no, I thought it was according to what Aaron reported, J.W. Pirtle is very interested in helping find a sponsor for recurring ads on WCCP. And I thought he, my minutes indicate that he said 30 minutes every Saturday.
But that would be with Aaron.
Okay.
Talking about, he would be, I think he would be hosting a 30-minute
yeah.
call-in show.
Oh. On a variety of
right.
justice and other
court-related,
okay.
not just
so,
what we do.
So tomorrow's appearance is not the first of this series. It's a discreet.
Specific to our
community. Okay.
I believe
okay.
so.
Thank you. Thank you for doing it, Judge.
Well, I enjoy it.
Yeah, I think you guys make a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, seriously, talking about this issue, you guys come across really.
Aaron does a very good job.
Okay, so I'm going to move on if we have no other discussion. We're at public participation. I don't see any public, so we're going to move past that and move right into the political action team updates. And I'm going to let Jenny and Randy handle that.
I'd like to let Randy handle it. Because,
well, I mean,
you did all the
work. Well, it wasn't that much work. But we talked in the past about ways to increase the jury pool. And one thing that we had talked about was possibly making a proposed legislative change to increase the pool to also include people who are making claims for unemployment insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Steve Beckett had talked about that, and Jenny had talked about it, and so I just kind of took the Jury Commission Act and found the sections where they list those kinds of things, added it in there, put it in the format that they wanted in Springfield, and then we met with Naomi Jacobson, and the three of us, and we hardly had a talk at all. She said, well, I'll submit it as a proposal, as a legislative proposal. So she has it. She'll send it to the LRB, which kind of formats it similar to this. And who knows if it will make it out of committee. Who knows if it will be discussed. Who knows if it will become law. But she thought it was a good idea. So.
And frankly, I was thrilled. As Randy said, I thought she was going to need some lobbying, some encouraging. She just said, okay. Said, oh, well, I'm sorry I didn't make it harder for you. I mean,
yeah.
That,
so you guys make it sound like it's real easy to get things done in Springfield.
Yeah.
But,
right.
No, the thing is, we brought this first to her a full year ago. Yeah. And so, you know, this is, we were just, maybe we sold it so well a year ago. But the challenge now is if learning what committee it's assigned to,
mm-hmm.
and then having top-notch expert witnesses testify.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect that Steve Beckett would be one. My former county board colleague and director of the legal service on campus, Thomas Betts,
mm-hmm.
said he would provide testimony. forget the name of the association that Tom belongs to. It's for poverty lawyers. Mm. He thought that Valerie McWilliams might be willing. Oh, and the State Bar Association, which is now the president is Mr. Thies.
Well, he will be next year, but right.
Would testify, but we. I mean, if Naomi goes this far, we have to be there for her. And I think you've heard Professor Steve Beckett speak about broadening the list to include more than the registered voters, of automobiles, and people with ID cards. And I expect that this is something that Steve Beckett has championed.
So I'm even wondering if that's something that Aaron would even bring up, this proposed legislation, because it hasn't really gotten very far.
It has not been submitted yet, and it would first go to the Rules Committee where they decide whether it even goes to any other substantive committee, and then once it goes to those substantive committees, you know, the chair decides what gets discussed and not. So, I mean, we're still a few months down the road before we even find out what committee it goes to and if it gets on their agenda. So,
but at least you have a sponsor. And, yes. And if I'll give this to Aaron tomorrow, and he can list. This could be one of the things that we've hopefully will be able to accomplish.
Yeah, I think the more we drum up, I always think that the more you can get some support publicly about some proposed legislation,
sure.
It can build up some momentum, and hopefully then that gives our legislator a little bit more push to kind of make sure we follow and the piece and maybe get it.
Well, I'd like to state this as a person who until just about a year ago was an unemployed person who was drawing unemployment compensation benefits. When you are not working full time, you do have time. You would have time to respond to the summons. You wouldn't have to say, I can't get off work. And I think that is an argument in favor of having the people who are unemployed be there.
But when you step back from it and you think, is this really going to increase the jury pool significantly? You don't know, because you're a voter, though. You know,
true.
And so you would have already been in the big pool, even though you're claiming unemployment. So you don't know how much this really expands. That this is for people who don't have the licenses, don't have the IDs, and don't vote. So hopefully it expands it a bit, but it may not be huge.
Right.
So. And we know that African Americans usually have unemployment rates that are double that of whites. Mm-hmm. So this is the target market we're going to. I think this is the way to think about it. Is there a precedent for this? Has anybody done any research to see if anybody's tried this before?
No, not for the. You mean, I'm sure that we're not the only committee that's sitting around trying to figure out how we can increase the jury.
That seems like a great idea.
Yeah, it does, and I'm just wondering if what other types of ID that they have been discussing, because I'm almost sure it has been.
We were thinking of other things such as library cards, but it would be logistically a nightmare because there's no state repository, and it would be a huge burden on small little districts or whatever. Mm-hmm. But something I had thought about is, you know, I could just do a quick research of other states' jury lists, statutes, and see if there's some other type of ID that some other states using that we haven't thought about.
Yeah.
You know, you might call Paula. Over Paula Hanover, yes. She would probably know and maybe give you ideas.
Or people have gone this route and met certain obstacles that we don't get to foresee.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does sound too easy. their only objection probably would be the extra work to put together unemployment based combiner.
In this day and age, it's all computerized, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Secretary of State will complain, but they're probably doing it.
Because that's just one other thing you have to do. You've got to retrieve this list from the IDES. But like I said, it's all computerized.
And it would still just be a snapshot.
Well, of course.
Because this is once a year, so whoever happens to be unemployed at that time, we just would get their name in there. But
mm-hmm.
Well, something else, though, is that it gives us the opportunity to argue in favor of making jury service more representative, or having jurors, having more representative juries be impaneled. It's a platform to talk about our issue. And, you know, perhaps when it gets to committee, people from other parts of the state, co-sponsors might have other things to add to it.
And it doesn't cost any money.
That's true.
It's a plus for the legislature.
I don't know, but that might be a little student ID, over 18, student ID. I'm looking at those group of folks. We want to increase our pool for those that are going to be responsible in turning in those, when they get the letter, they actually do the questionnaire and actually turn it in. Now, I'm trying to think of what kind of a mindset are you going to be in if you're unemployed and you receive this questionnaire. And of course, you got time to do it, but if you've been out of work for a while, would you?
And it, like I said, you know, if it's taken a snapshot from last year, anybody who claimed unemployment last year, by the time they get on the wheel and get the questionnaire and thing, it's a year later, so they may have a job by then. So
it's a great networking opportunity.
Absolutely, I was thinking of that. If you were newly unemployed, you'd really want to go on and be on the jury in order to meet people.
Yeah. Well, it's a start. We have to start somewhere, and it will get more people into our, and if we can get it on and get more people on the roll, so we'll see how it works out. Is there any other discussion on that?
Okay. What about people who get food stamps? What's the state program, is it?
Who administers it? What agency?
Yeah.
Link cards.
That's true. That comes through
DHS. So it's a federal.
No, it's state.
Illinois Department of Human Services.
Yeah. Okay. Because this, you know, I think about like, you know, mothers with children who might be on the list for link money. That would be something that might be more long term or perpetual. Than something like unemployment. What it is now, Clinton made it so that after 2 years they cut you off, is it?
Yeah.
And now they're even looking at rolling that back. So so maybe that might even be more long-term than unemployment.
If only we had child care.
Can you get
that cost
food stamps without a state ID?
Oh, that's true.
Or can you get unemployment?
No, you can't. That's true. You need to have some type of
birth certificate. Again, it's probably a small number.
I think education is going to be more. I think someone, if we would focus our energies on more education about what jury selection means, how important it is, getting the message out that if you had to enter into a courtroom, if you were, you know, on trial for something, you have to make it personal, I think, with people, and so that they can get the message, how important it is. Just put yourself in that place. And that's why I like the dog-cat thing, because how would you feel about that? Maybe you don't care what the jury looks like, but you have to make that real to people, and I think that education is going to be the most effective thing that we can do. Really talking about the importance of your game. I think that's probably going to get the biggest bang for our buck. I think. Because you're talking directly to people. You're connecting to people. And getting a piece of mail in the box, and if you're overwhelmed with stuff and you're not going to really pay attention to it, but I think having someone sit down and talk to you and you get the message and it's repetitive and people hear it more and more, they start to get it. That's why campaigns are so that work. When people are repetitive, they get the message over and over again. So I think it's just something that we are going to have to start to really get our media campaign going. because I think that's going to make a big difference. I think, personally, that's going to have the biggest impact.
On the legislative committee, one other thing we talked about at one point was potential tax credits for businesses that pay fees. Did you guys talk to Naomi? This is probably a bad time to bring up.
She was reluctant to bring that up. I mean,
last year we talked about it. She said,
forget it.
Anything deal with money, no. And she kind of mentioned it briefly now.
But on one hand, I mean, if you're raising corporate tax rates, you could throw them a bone and say, here's a credit for, you know, paying for jury service. So,
No, we definitely spoke about it. It's on our agenda. And she wasn't excited about it, but we definitely spoke about it.
Okay. So one of the things that I think I liked that I read in our minutes was that this kind of honor system, doing some research about which organizations actually give their employers time off. I mean, their employees time off with pay for jury duty, and then somehow highlighting them. It's like that spotlight on your teacher or something, you know, they get this Golden Apple Award. Or, I mean, I think sometimes you can encourage businesses because nobody notices that they're doing something above and they don't have to pay to get them. You have to let them off, but you don't have to pay to let them off. So I think that to me would be kind of exciting to think about maybe doing something like that. Mm-hmm. And so we should do that.
One of the ways this came up at last meeting is Roger Holland, when we were talking about public service.
Yeah.
He said that would be a great thing to put in a public service. That. And then for those companies that do give paid time off, mm-hmm. ask if they would like to be a sponsor of the AHOD.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger asked if I would please do the polling.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I have to decline that. Mm-hmm. But if someone has time to maybe work through the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. that would be excellent. It's a time-consuming task.
Mm-hmm.
If we had an intern,
that would be good.
If we had, it would be a great thing for someone to do. Someone who had the time to do it.
Well, maybe we can look at the law firm. Maybe somebody would be willing to do it. We can talk to Steve about it. Because you always have students that are looking for different projects to do, and this might be one that would interest them. Okay. So would you be willing to talk to Steve to see if he could put it out there, if he's got a law student that would be willing to do it?
I'll be talking with him because I want to ask if he will participate when this bill gets assigned to a committee. So that I can find out whether or not there are internships, paid or not, at the law school. Do you know if there are, Judge?
They do have some paid internships, but the ones we have some. Do you have any in your office? I know Julia does. They've graduated.
They're trying to do it for next fall.
They've passed the bar. They haven't been able to find employment, and then the law school is paying them a stipend.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Maybe
for up to 9 months.
The efficient way to survey them would to be set up like something on SurveyMonkey, where you just enter the name of your company and whether you pay for jury service or something. It wouldn't be anonymous. You'd ask them to enter their name, and then just send the link out to maybe if the Chamber of Commerce would send the link out to their people. They must have an email list or something, and they could just go to the web page, and maybe we'd get quite a few that way without actually having to call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an idea too. But we have to go in.
But still, somebody would have to do that, and that would take some time.
But that's an idea, and one that I've got a lot of surveys that I've had sent my way. A lot of different things. So, Jenny, thank you for doing that.
I will speak with Steve.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to what is the curriculum for all Barbara's not in the room?
Well, that was, I had proposed at last meeting.
Aaron and I met with folks over at Urbana High School and in Champaign as well, and they wanted some possible curriculum materials that they could pass on. So Joan was going to, I asked her, and she agreed to come up with a 3-page synopsis of their core watching study.
Okay.
I think she was talking to Steve Beck about that.
Okay. So right now we're just kind of waiting for
right.
Joan to come up with that. Okay. Well, let's go down to the court discussion. I don't know that we... Does anybody know what that's about? The court discussion invitation to Steve and Tina.
Okay. I have an idea what that's about.
Okay.
After the most recent Court Watch report was published, we had on an agenda that I believe Judge DeFantis and Roger Holland, and Randy, I think you missed that meeting also, but we had a group discussion among ourselves and talked at length about it. I did not put into the minutes every thread of conversation that was shared, but we had a meeting that was basically open to the members. You were here at that meeting, I think, talking about how about their personal experiences about court, and I don't really know if item 9 is something that's worthwhile doing again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first time, I mean, when we were new and didn't understand as much as we now do about how the courts function and how jurors are questioned and summoned and impaneled, I thought it was good to have Professors Beckett and Gonzalez with us. I don't know if we need to do it again, even though since their first generous appearance here, another year's study has been produced. I just don't know if it's worth it.
My sense is there's no new information in the new study.
Well, right. And, I mean, we continue, the problem persists, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And every year more data is collected and analyzed, and the picture continues to be painted, although Steve rightly points out, and Tina, it's just a snapshot. But it hasn't changed very much. Do you want to say something different? I don't want to. It's not my place to characterize, you know, 6 years' worth of data collection.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure what more they could add to what they've already produced in their latest report. I mean, if people had questions about it, I'm sure they might be willing to join us, or you could just, you know, email them and ask for answers. I mean, I have no problem with it.
But a group of us lay people had this discussion in your absence, and it was a very revealing discussion. And if you want to listen to the tape, you can.
Oh, that's fine.
But I wasn't going to put into the minutes everything that was said, but it was a fascinating discussion. It was probably had really short minutes because I decided that there was no way I could encapsulate in writing everything that was said among the members.
You know, and one of the things, some of you come to court, some of you don't have time because you're working, but I think it's valuable for members of this committee to come in, and you don't necessarily watch jury selection, but just sometimes just watch what's going on in the courtroom. You've come into my trial call. You've seen...
it's fascinating. Every time I come, I learn something different.
So do I. But again, it's...
It's an open invitation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's... And if you're going to come to one of the courtrooms, you're going to come to my courtroom, just let me know.
Okay.
And sometimes it's a little bit crowded, but I'll make sure you have a place to sit.
Okay. I think I'll do that. Okay, so we're not going to worry about that. There's really nothing more to hear about the court watch report. Barbara, you were out of the room, and Brian actually offered us a little bit of information about the curriculum proposal that we're kind of waiting on Joan.
We're waiting on Joan to do a summary of the court watching study. You had your name on that? Did you have any role in producing any curriculum for the...
Not yet. Aaron suggested that I work with John last committee meeting, and I haven't had time.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. And Roger had a lot of good stuff to put into it.
Uh-huh.
And we just have to pull it together.
Okay. So we're at number 10. So we need to set a date and time for two members to appear on Higher Ground Radio Program. And I think the Higher Ground Radio Program is actually Aaron's program.
Right.
And he didn't tell. He should have put some dates on there when they actually, because I don't think they're on every Saturday.
Yeah, you're right. It's every other Saturday, and it's at 9.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. See, I don't know when they're the last time. But I guess the one thing we could do, because I'm not sure when. Were they on last Saturday?
No, it's going to be tomorrow.
And this is something he can do by email, too.
Right.
He can call
us
and ask who's available.
12.
Okay, well, we don't have to do that now. But
so he's going to be on WEFT tomorrow at 9 and then go to BCP. With
he does it.
Okay.
Well, you know, I love that the judge is doing this, but I think, Randy, you should take some.
That was my suggestion. I can do it.
Okay, I think you should go on with me. Let me know if you have some.
All right.
Okay, I'll
wait for the invitation.
Yeah.
I'm here most Saturdays.
Wasn't the invitation for a monthly straight talk? Given
well, this is actually his program.
This is Higher Ground.
Now he's asking for two members to appear on Higher Ground.
Okay.
And I've done it. Have you been on Higher Ground with
him? Yes, I did.
For the judge, so we probably need to just rotate some other people. Then I'll tell him to send an email.
I was on once about jury selection. It was like 2 years ago. It was like when we first began on Higher Ground. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to this. This is an aggressive agenda, y'all. He's got like 15 things on this agenda. Entertain sponsorship ideal and fundraising event for jury education.
That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. I think he wants us to try to come up with some fundraising ideas. But I think we need to research that, the different kinds of fundraising ideas that we can do. I mean, we know some right off the bat. That
and we need funds for ads? Is that what we need funds for?
Well, he says for education.
Jury education.
Maybe he means like educational materials. He has to be a little more specific because I'm not sure. But it wouldn't hurt.
Remember
to
what we want.
Maybe we
for.
Want to raise more money to do more radio ads, more radio spots. It would be nice to have some things that we can actually take to the schools, because I think that's where you start. You can start the education for future jurors. Start to educate young people now. So maybe means materials for that kind of thing. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to be like this record that goes around and around and around. We have the spoken arts contributions. We have the money. Why aren't we hearing them on the radio? I mean, before I would start to ask people for more contributions, I would ask, why aren't we spending the money that we already have? Why aren't we running the ads? It's Aaron's poem about I'd rather be carried by... Rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, that one. Patrick's spoken one. We had other spoken arts. And if they are public service announcements, we don't have to pay for them. But they aren't being played on WEFT. They are no longer being played on WDWS. They aren't being played on WILL. Why aren't we playing the material that we've already produced? It's good stuff.
WDWS played Patrick's.
Right.
Have any of the other stations played any of them?
I don't think they've received them. I
wonder, have they all received them? Or plus, you know, sometimes they cycle them through. I imagine they say, okay, we'll do it for a while, and they change or something. I don't know. I've not heard them on ILL, I don't think, but...
Never.
Well, since we know DWS is willing to play them, maybe we need to give them another...
Right. And
a different one.
Right. Yeah. Right. And we probably should write a thank you letter for their pound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they were playing Patrick's on an FM station, too.
On the FM station also?
WDWS?
Well, I don't know.
Will 580?
It wasn't at home. It was somebody else's radio. Okay. I don't know which station it was.
Have we got some Will 580? Or the
this was version? Just like a music station. I mean, a popular music station.
WHMS 97.5. Yeah, what about the sister station of WDWA?
Yeah, I don't think it.
Okay. Well,
I heard of maybe once.
Well, I don't know if the BBCP has played it or not as a... It might be something that I can get a few answers to tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
Aaron should be able to get them on web.
Yeah, and he did. That's what I was thinking. He played it on his radio station that during his time.
But I mean, he should be able to get it on repeatedly on web. Right.
So
he's in it.
I think we should ask Aaron because I don't even know where his tapes are. If they've been dubbed.
Yeah, I gave him like 3 CDs.
I think he's just not busy enough. What with producing the next generation and everything else that he's doing. I mean, wow.
Well, I guess I can work with him to try to figure out where they are and maybe take one.
Tricia, at a previous meeting, perhaps it was last time or the time before, I got the idea that J.W. Pirtle will play our ad for money, but seems to not be playing it as a public service announcement.
I got that impression too.
Right. And I mean, he's a business person. That's his right.
But we do have some money, right? Still, if we haven't used it.
Who's the keeper of the cash?
I believe that we haven't used it yet.
How much did we have?
We had $900, I thought.
Are you treasurer too?
No, I'm not the treasurer.
No. Who is the keeper of the cash?
We have a treasurer, but we didn't think we'd have any money.
Well, maybe that's something that we need to put on the agenda. So I don't know where. Are you keeping it right now, Tex? Where is the money?
I don't have it. No, I've got access to the marriage fund that I said we can contribute. I think 600 out of that. And I can either, if and when that comes to it, I can either have the checks written out of the marriage fund to the specific radio station, which would probably be easier.
Well, I'm just wondering if you can't set up a line item under the county board under your so that we can, if we get donations, we can just put it into. Can you set up a line?
Yeah, I'll check into it.
Okay. Because that would be good to have some way that we can.
If you would indulge me, I want to read from the November minutes. Dolinar advocated the immediate expenditure of funds on hand to begin airing the ad written and recorded by Patrick Thompson and approved by our committee. He noted, the sooner a check could be written to the management of radio stations WBCP and 105.3 FM, the sooner the Thompson PSA and the poem by Ammons, Rather Be Judged by 12 and Carried by 6, could be in playing rotation. Dolinar encouraged Ammons to draw on his background as radio station WEFT air shifter to ensure that the Thompson and other PSAs are aired on WEFT.
So it's just, I think we're waiting for Aaron to
vote. Right. And who am I to say you're not doing enough, Aaron? How dare I say that?
Okay. I know Mick Wolf over at WEFT real well. I mean, I could talk to him too, see what.
Would they require us to pay?
I don't think so. It's public interest.
Public,
I don't know. But I mean, I can see if there's a reason why it's not playing there.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.
And we have digital versions that we can send them. Mm-hmm. We have MP3s that we can email to them. So if that's what they need, we can. And Bill, you have that MP3?
Mm-hmm.
Can you email that to me and Randy? Who else? I know a couple people. I know Coach Cumston over at WEFT. If you can email that to us.
Yes, I do that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we can get Kim to run it on WIL.
Yeah, of course, Kim at WIL.
Okay. So I think we just, Aaron has moved Grandpa now. So there's Patrick. He's got a lot going on. So maybe we can just take the bull by the horn and try to get some stuff going. So I appreciate that, Brian. All right. Any more on this whole fundraising? I think if you would look into that, I think maybe you can really, at least we have a mechanism if we do start to run it fundraises, you can have some place to put it. I mean, excellent. Thank you. Hi, Patrick. We're on number. We're right at 11. Other business right now.
All right.
Any more, so
yeah, we got another. We just got off of the discussion about trying to get your ad out there. Radio in.
Have you thought about running on radio at all?
Have I heard? I heard it on
WDW.
7.5.
Exactly.
That's probably where I heard it.
WHMS.
97.5.
FM.
Are you still playing? They still playing it?
I haven't heard it there.
They haven't heard it in a while.
But they play it a few times, I remember hearing it.
Okay. So we're just trying to figure out a way that we can get this that
without
out
having, without having to pay. Without having to pay the...
We may have to just spend a little money on BCP so we can get them going.
And how much is that fee at WBCP?
Apparently looked into it and has some quotes.
$3,000 for a year. I mean, why do we have to go with a year? Can
well,
we just break it down?
That's what I suggested. Maybe we can get a...
We need to break it down a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe on a three-month basis.
Yeah. If I was 3 months. And
I think you're going to learn a lot tomorrow. You're going to learn a lot, Judge Stefanos.
We'll
that's
see.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
they're going to
be on WBCP.
That's right. They'll be on tomorrow.
No fair calling, Patrick, please.
Okay. All right. So is there any other business? Seeing none.
Mr. Thompson, you have any updates?
Updates.
Work that you've done in the last month, anything you've been hearing? Observations?
You know, I have not. Heard anything about any juries or any new news on anything about
ideas?
Only what we've been talking about is how do we bring awareness to it?
Awareness. I hear a lot of things about going on with the courts, but it's not juries or the jails, I should say. I hear more about what's going on in the jail than what's going on in the jury box.
I was just thinking if we need an excuse to get people to sponsor ads in the paper or something, we might talk to the mayors and try to get them to declare jury duty awareness day. Or something.
Yeah, that's good.
You are good, like for May Day.
Just a week,
May 1st.
How about
yeah.
A week,
yeah.
Maybe like
jury duty awareness week.
Yeah. Who? Why have a day? We need a month.
Everybody goes for weeks now. Right.
When's law day, Randy? May 1?
May 1st. Let's see what it is.
Because a week is usually what the jury is now. So right.
Yeah.
So that's the May 1st. Is there significance to that day?
It's law day.
A law day.
It's Diana Lennox's birthday.
For the county, yes, the county.
So we can do
international working people.
Local thing we can do.
It's been so a lot longer than one day, I'm guessing.
So one whole week where we just talk about jury, how will we?
I like having the mayors proclaim Jury Awareness Week. That
jury
for have it be the first week of May.
We can do a lot of.
We have to do stuff.
Yeah,
we have to do stuff.
We would have to.
We can have Aaron do a we can do a poetry, have somebody write about that. It'll be all about juries. That would be kind of cool.
Well, I think last May Day there were a lot of school tours.
I'm going to work. I can also bring this to my peer jurors at Central and tell them let's work on some stuff for that.
May Day is a Sunday this year.
No, we would probably celebrate it the second.
At Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Is that your idea? The mayor.
And ironically,
it was Bill's.
Bill.
Ironically,
yeah,
that's
Bill comes up
no jurors are being brought in that week because of budget cuts.
Right, you're right.
No jurors. I think I wrote that.
What?
Don't ask me, all right. You guys keep telling me I have to cut my budget. All right. That's what we're going to do it.
Don't decide anything real significant while the secretary's out, but if you decide anything, you can film.
Well, we're not going to. What we should do is just take
ideas.
At this point, we should take ideas, Jennifer. I don't think
it was hard to find.
I don't think that we can organize anything right here at this table, but I think if we can take ideas about what we can do that week.
Well, May isn't that far off.
It's not that far off, but we have a little time to maybe think about some ideas and put that out on email. As you come up with ideas, maybe you can just start a list of things.
Well, if the mayors declare it during awareness week, then we'd have access to the Champaign television station out of the city council, and also, of course, Urbana. Mm-hmm. We always do.
Mm-hmm.
If we could think of something to put on, like a mock jury thing on the, those public
broadcasts. Yeah, we're part of UPTV. We can get their equipment anytime we want and videotape some stuff. That will help get the awareness up. It's all about trying to get raise the awareness, don't you think, Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah,
raise awareness, get people familiar with the summons and coming in the mail and identification and driver's license and voter registration. Those are way to get in there.
Well, what did you think about, you missed the discussion. We went to Naomi Jacobson's office, and she's going to submit this legislation where it would include the language that all claimants for unemployment insurance in the county be put into, into the pool. So what do you think about that? Why are you thinking unemployment?
I think that's a good idea. I mean, I know we talked about that in the past about Social Security. I know we talked about
state unemployment is what we were thinking.
State unemployment. I know we talked about the Department of Human Service, the public aid, and I know we talked about those, a few of those, but.
So right now, that's the language. It's just the unemployment.
Anything additional to those three main, the three driver's license and voter registration and identification card is
the state ID.
Yeah, state ID is a plus. Last time I mentioned about going into the courts and doing something, but I'm kind of not doing it. I don't know if that's a good. I don't know if that's helpful.
What is doing what?
I remember last month I mentioned about maybe getting us to 12 whites in the jury, and maybe someone stand up and say, point to the jury and say, but I don't really know how we can. I haven't been a creative enough to develop something, but I guess I'm just still thinking how you
bring awareness to that fact.
Yeah, how you bring awareness to that,
that particular fact.
And then how you bring awareness to nothing is preventing you from being in the jury pool,
but you.
And that's kind of hard to, I'm not.
Although, I still go back to the whole idea of how you get selected. This randomness of the selection is kind of hard to. I really do wish that we can put a hold on those people who have served within a year, so that increases the chances of those that are still among the random selection to have a better chance of being selected. That's my.
I think once you serve, though, you're out of the loop for a year. Right.
You're already, so you are on a kind of a hold for a year.
How do we target that 18 to 20 or 30 that Jill said he's not seen? How do we target, how do we put,
Maybe that's something that we should focus on for that week. raising the awareness.
Parkland would be a good place to work, too. Because you see a lot of, they got an enrollment of 11, 12,000.
That's why I was saying student ID. That's what I would like to see in this.
Right, and they're local.
Student ID.
What, doing what at Parkland?
Well, if we could piggyback on the law week, mm-hmm. if the cities go with jury awareness week, we can make ourselves available to speak to some of the classes there. I've done that before.
During the week, yeah.
We have tables like during lunch hour. People set up tables in the commons area, have information and the like. I'm trying to think if they have a humanities department now. I'm trying to think if they have any kind of political science or.
Yeah, we can set up a panel. They've done that before out there, and they've mm-hmm. had us do that. I don't know. I mean, I've got some people I can talk to out there about maybe.
Who teaches classes in political science as well?
You know, over the years I've been having a really hard time with 105.5. It's really hard to get them to, you know, they really cater to that age group because of the hip hop and the rap. And I think if that handout that Roger brought last week, if it was somehow, you know. If you could get them to really be involved in promoting it, because they cater to that crowd, and it's not only in Champaign, but they surrounding cater. I think Bloomington, Rantoul, and they reach a vast majority of young African Americans, that.
So you tried to get the ad on there?
I've tried. I've called them out. I tried to work with them some years ago about another public service announcement. It's just really hard to get, get them to kind of, so I don't know how you really approach them, about, having them involved some kind of way, because they use a lot of people.
Well, I've got some contacts at 105.5 through my Superstar program, so I can contact them to see what would it take.
Yeah, that'd
be great.
Yeah,
because
they reach a lot of people.
Okay. My mind is crazy. I want to zigzag back briefly to our meeting with Naomi Jacobson, if you don't mind.
Well, we backed up a little bit, and I was trying to get you out of here a little early. So,
but one thing, we brought Judge the letter that you send to prospective jurors thanking them for their service, and we were thinking that we might add a sentence. You might agree to.
This was a collaborative effort.
the sentence might, when we talk about it is the
letter that's sent with the questionnaire, how important it is to fill it out and send back.
Right.
When we were looking at the statute for the jury commission stuff, it says employers must let you take off work, or whatever, and so. We didn't know if it might be helpful to maybe add a sentence in there and say, this is so important that Illinois law requires your employer to let you off work. Of course, you can't say you'll get paid or not.
Right.
But we didn't know if that might be something to add to show how important it is.
Well, you could add that as the last sentence of the first paragraph.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah.
This is the foundation of American justice system. Employers are required to...
Illinois law so recognizes this that it's written into our law.
Why don't you write in that last sentence for me?
Okay, we'll work on it. Okay.
All right. Yes.
We'll add it in anyway. So let us decide.
Thank you.
I'll write three or four that you can choose from.
I've got a paper on mine. Want you to edit it for me?
Okay.
Patricia.
Yes. No, this is a good letter.
Well, and you're right. That's a good point, though, to make. That's a good point to make. And one of the other things I was thinking about was if we ever get a list of companies that pay, their employees
right.
for jury service,
right.
we can include that list in the letter we
right.
send
right.
out with the questionnaire.
It's just a factor of somebody sit down and you know, get a professional survey question, and you ask the same question to the HR department of every employer.
And if you get a letter and you get a jury questionnaire and your employer's not going to pay you, you say, you know, other companies do.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not, at least it gets the word out.
And, you know, I was thinking, now that you guys are thinking about that, on the list of ideas for that week, we might go, like, on Spotlight and find an actual company that does pay their employees to get off on jury. And we can talk about, a little bit, it's not a lot of time, but on Spotlight, on one of those televisions where they just do those.
Right.
And talk about this is a company that pays.
Especially a small employer, somebody that you don't really expect to, or just, I mean, there's so many people employed by small employers. If one can set an example,
you know, probably the smaller employers that want to do that. I think Barbara's been having her hand up for a while.
I don't know if I'm backing up or forwarding to the idea of the Law Awareness Week.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned working with your peer ambassadors?
Mm-hmm. No, they're not peer. They're peer jurors.
Peer jurors.
Mm-hmm.
What if we had a mock jury with teenagers
mm-hmm.
on television?
Oh, that's
Champaign City Council
mm-hmm.
public television.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's a group called the East Illinois Women's Lawyers Association. And they meet once a month. And I know that for the last couple of years, they put on a mock trial for high schoolers and middle schoolers, like Goldilocks kind of, you know, it's a fairy tale kind of thing. And they put it on at the federal courthouse once a year. And so I don't know who the president of that association is, but that might be something interesting to talk
Ellen
to them
Bullock.
About.
That.
Roger
Ellen Bullock
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Roger put one on last month with Urbana High School students. He was working with a class over there, and they came over to the courthouse, and they did the trial.
Yeah.
See, but
you didn't have it on. You don't have it.
No.
Yeah, but that's
a
great.
That company.
You want to reach the young people,
and they'll run it a lot. At least we should do mm-hmm. that, especially Urbana UPTV, so we could do it.
I just love Bill's idea about the mayoral proclamation, but it's got to be more than just the Champaign and Urbana mayors. It should be the head of Savoy Village government.
You think we should talk to the county board chairman?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, but the mayors, okay, sure.
I can do that.
Now that would be great because you appointed a whole committee to look at.
April county board meeting, that'd be like a week before, maybe a week and a half before.
And introduce our Wanda Adams and Jean Suggs and, you know, introduce our... That's not
very
a good sentence.
Oh, okay.
What? I just wanted to just look.
Well,
oh,
those are all
okay.
wonderful. These are all really good ideas. See how much we just thought about in this few minutes. You see, Bill, you got thinking over here. So that's really good. So we're going to just move on because I promised I was going to get you out early, and I'm going to do that. There's no public participation. Oh, well, let me not miss our schedule, our next meeting. So March 4th, 11th, 18th, and
26th. March 5th is good for me. 25th is during the July spring break, and all and Urbana and Champaign spring break, too.
So that's not good?
11th.
And the 18th would be the Friday before the spring break, which is not good either.
11th is good.
Every 11th looks like it's
March
good.
11th?
Mm-hmm.
March 4th, I think, is the unofficial St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. March 11th.
So I've heard.
March 11th.
Yeah,
sorry.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And for the purpose of the minutes, can we put in the proposal to move the meeting up earlier to 4:30?
Well, I thought we were going to put it on the next agenda.
We could do this by email. We're just really waiting for
it. But we discussed it, so it should probably be in the minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We discussed it before the recorder started.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So that the group has
possible
proposal
at 4:30, and then you know if it can't be, then
4:30 commencement of the meeting.
We're talking about the 11th, most likely.
Yes, it's is 11th.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. So it looks like there's a.
But we'll meet at 5:30 on the 11th.
Well, hopefully we can.
If
we'll put it out on the internet on email at 4:30, it will work. Because some parts of me think that Aaron is, maybe his time changed, his work schedule changed, but
he doesn't work on Friday, so. at all. He works Monday through Thursday.
It was Matt Gladney. Was Matt?
Yeah, it was Matt Gladney that couldn't get here before 5:30.
All righty then. So 4:30, we'll put it out on the internet, and hopefully 4:30 on March 11th will work with everybody. So if there is no other business, we stand adjourned.
I'm going to listen to you tomorrow, Judge. I'm going to call in.
Well, yeah, disguise your voice if you do, okay?
It's going to be kind of hard to do that.